Oregon's reputation as a place friendly to bicycles and their riders extends far and wide, far enough to attract people from all over the country to come to Oregon and spend time exploring it on two wheels. Bicycle tourism makes a significant impact financially, and the impact could increase even further if the people at Travel Oregon get their way. The agency is expanding its bike-friendly business program to the whole state. Nastasia Pace is the Travel Oregon Destination Development Specialist and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange today. Nastasia, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, you are. It's Nastasia. Thank you.
Nastasia, okay. So remind folks who may not be aware what Travel Oregon is exactly.
Yeah, so Travel Oregon is the state's marketing and development tourism organization. We're a quasi-governmental agency, and we're funded from the 1% lodging tax. And our goal, you know, we're tasked with helping increase community vitality through tourism.
Was it under a different name a few years ago then?
It used to be the Oregon Tourism Commission, and now we do business as Travel Oregon.
What is the value, Nastasia, of bicycle visitors to Oregon in a given year? This is a rather large number, I'm surprised.
Yeah, so in 2012, I believe we started the study. It went through, started in 2011, and went through 2012. And the numbers came out pretty high. It shows that $400 million is spent annually in Oregon from bicycle travelers. And it's interesting to point out that, you know, bicycle travelers, when we look at traveling, it's you have to be traveling from 50 miles away from your home to be considered a tourist or a traveler. So it's not always, it's not even necessarily capturing cyclists who say ride 30 miles for the day from Portland and go spend money somewhere. So it's a pretty significant impact to the state's economy.
And how does that compare to people who are non-bicycle? What's the total pie, I guess, is what I'm asking here before we figure out the size of this piece.
Right. It's $9.2 billion and employs 91,000 people.
All right. So is the trend then upward? Is it steady? Is it falling? Do we think that there are more bicycle tourists over time?
Yes, we do believe that. It's definitely going up. You know, we will be doing this study again in several years. And from what we've seen, you know, nationally as well, is that bicycle traveling and bicycle riding is increasing.
Oregon's got a few hills, obviously. So while it is bike friendly, at the same time, it's got some places where you could really wear yourself out if you're a casual rider. Does Oregon scare away casual tourists? Do we even know where most of them come from?
So I think there's a lot of routes out there that folks can enjoy, depending on, you know, any type of bike rider that you are. Our Oregon Scenic Bikeways program has currently 11 scenic bikeways, and travelers can review all of those and look at the maps and the elevation gain. And some are kind of meant more for extreme riders and are, you know, plus 150 miles long and lots of elevation gain, and some are 30 miles long and pretty flat and go on, you know, multi-use paths that aren't even next to cars. So we think we've got, you know, we've got terrain for all different types of people. We've got mountain biking and single track, and we've got amazing roads. There's a lot of people that are starting to become interested in gravel riding. We have hundreds, if not thousands of miles of gravel roads. So I think we've got a lot in here in Oregon to offer.
You mentioned the 11 scenic bikeways. Are those scattered all across the state, mostly in Willamette Valley, Portland area? Where?
Yeah, they are. They're all over. There are several in Central Oregon and Eastern Oregon, one in the Portland metro area, the Tualatin Valley Scenic Bikeway, and there's more that are being recommended from the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department, and those some take a few years to become fully designated, but we expect in the next couple of years to have probably four more that will be adding to the 11. So it will help kind of sweeten the pie, I guess, for all of the regions, you know, looking at one on the coast and Southern Oregon and Southeast Oregon.
Nastasia Pace is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's with Travel Oregon as a destination development specialist. We're talking about bicycle tourism in Oregon and the expansion of the bike-friendly business program. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere you can hear us. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782, and our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. So remind us again about the development of the Bike Friendly Business Program, how it got started, what it aims to do.
Yeah. So we heard from communities and businesses and chambers all around the state for years that they really wanted a way that businesses and frontline staff could be bike-friendly and kind of an easy way to tap into that that growing segment of our tourism economy, because bicycle travel is growing. And, you know, we listened to those asks, and we decided to create a recognition and training program. Now, it's fairly simple. So it lives online. Anyone can go to it. It's industry.traveloregon.com/BFB for Bike Friendly Business. And really the program is set up to, A, help businesses understand the importance of Oregon's growing bike tourism industry, and then to provide them with tips and tools and you know, fun ways that they can be bike friendly and how they can welcome cyclists and what they can do. And then it's a way for us as the state's marketing development organization to highlight those businesses that are committing, you know, to making the Oregon bike experience better for our visitors.
And there were some tryouts of the Bike Friendly Business Program, were there not?
Yeah, so we held a pilot for about 2 months in Estacada and Cottage Grove. And we had about, I believe, 7 businesses in each community sign up. And we had great feedback, and we decided to launch it statewide just about a week ago. And we've already had, I think, about another 25, 30 businesses apply.
And so in the examples, the pilot programs, as it were, for Estacada and Cottage Grove, what kinds of things did the people who were displaying the bike-friendly business signs notice?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
What sorts of things did the businesses in Estacada and Cottage Grove notice once they started taking part in the bike-friendly business program?
Yeah, I think it's hard to fully see what they notice, you know, right away, because it is kind of mid-winter, and they just signed up, and we've been able just to launch those businesses with the bike-friendly icons on Ride Oregon Ride and TravelOregon.com. And so I'm not sure, you know, it's a little hard to see exactly the impact right away, but many of those businesses have already seen a significant increase in bicycle travelers just in the last, you know, couple years, and they've really been interested in how they can be more bike friendly and how they can reach out to those people who are riding bikes. So I think it's going to be something that we'll continue to learn how well it's doing and how well it's serving our businesses and our travelers that are coming here.
And how do you get the word out to the bicyclists to be looking for bike friendly businesses as they travel through the state?
Yeah, good question. So there's a couple ways. First of all, on TravelOregon.com, which is the state's leading travel website that receives over 2 million visitors annually, anytime that a visitor goes on there and types in a hotel or is looking for a campground or a restaurant, it has a little blue bike-friendly logo next to it with the half of a bike wheel. It means that business has been officially recognized into the program and is committed to welcoming cyclists. So that's one way that a visitor would know. And then another way is on RideOregonRide.com, which is our state's official website for all things bike-related and bike travel. And that receives, I believe, 200,000 visitors annually. And when folks go to that website, there's many different ways they can kind of find which businesses are bike-friendly. Specifically, if they click on resources and go to the bike-friendly business page, they can see them all listed there, and what they are and where they are. They can click on the link to their website, what region they're in. And then they can also find them when they've searched for a specific ride and they're looking at a map. And then we have these types at the bottom, or these, you know, these amenities at the bottom of the map that you can click on. So near your ride, you can find lodging or restaurants or attractions and that kind of thing. And whichever ones are bike friendly will pop up first in that list, and they'll be bright blue, the little icons that pop up instead of brown. So those are some of the ways that we, you know, travelers can find it online before they get here, when they're planning their trip, or when they're here on their trip and they want to search it on their phone, or, you know, they're all mobile friendly, our websites. The other great way that folks can tell is we have bike-friendly signs. So once a business is officially recognized, they can purchase a bike-friendly business sign that they can hang in their window or outside their building, and they can get it just with that big, you know, bike-friendly blue, it's got the half a wheel, or they can actually choose up to four icons that symbolize the amenities that they have and that they're, you know, that are helpful to cyclists. And so that's a really great way, and we're hoping more and more businesses that sign on buy those signs so that when people are riding by, they can, you know, see those signs and know that that's a great business to stop in. That's going to be welcoming to them and have some specific amenities they might need.
Nastasia Pace, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She is with Travel Oregon. We're talking about the Bike Friendly Business Program at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. So obviously you mentioned that they're buying the sign, so there's a transaction cost there to take part in the program. How much is the sign, and what kind of background checking or vetting or making sure that these businesses actually are bike friendly goes along with this?
Yeah, good question. So actually, the program is free to participate in, and any business in Oregon can apply. The only time they see a cost is if they choose to buy the sign once they've officially been recognized by us. And they don't have to buy the sign, but we highly encourage they do. And, you know, just to backtrack a little bit, the benefits they get if they don't buy the sign is that they'll still be listed on the websites. They'll actually get a window cling and some stickers so they could put it in the window on their door or something like that. But then the signs are actually all different pricing. It kind of depends on what size, not what size they choose, but if they want the sign double-sided or one-sided, or if they want reflective backing or not. And so the sign can range anywhere from $26 to $56, and there's, I believe there's 18 different icons they can choose from, you know, ranging from brewery to dining to we have water available to restrooms to camping, all that kind of stuff.
All right, so really the businesses can be, I mean, they might never actually have come in contact with a bicycle or have anything to do with anything like bicycle repair or maintenance, but just amenities that are offered to people on bicycles.
Yeah, exactly. So really, any business, like I said, any business can apply. And what's kind of neat about this program is that, yeah, you don't actually have to be, you know, have a bike mechanic at your store or have, you know, bike tools or that kind of thing. But really, you're just committing to welcoming cyclists, to letting them use the bathroom, to letting them fill up their water bottle for free, that type of thing. You're saying, you know, we care about cyclists here, and we recognize that you might be on two wheels for the day, and we might be happy to say, ship your products you buy for free, complimentary. You know, just taking a little added step to make it known that you're being friendly to these folks. And so then the second part of your question was, how are we, you know, how are we vetting these businesses? So they have to go online. There are several steps. They have to read over the requirements and recommendations. We have a couple requirements specifically for lodging and camping. So if you're a lodging facility, you must provide a space where these travelers can park their bikes safely overnight, which means they either have to be able to bring them into their room where they're actually staying, or you have to provide a locked and covered, dry, secure area for them to store their bikes for the night. And if you're a camping facility, you have to provide spaces for people arriving by bike, regardless if they have a reservation or not. So maybe your camp could be all filled with RVs, and they have no more spots open for car campers, but if someone actually rode up on two wheels, you would give them a place to camp no matter what. And then we have recommendations and go through all sorts of things, recommending them to do Q care, which is their frontline staff, to partake in that. And then we have step two, which is a series of three videos that we ask them to watch. The first one kind of is inspirational and is a business case that, for being bike-friendly. It showcases several businesses from around the state who are really bike-friendly and have seen a major increase in their patronage because of that. And then the second video really goes into the impact of bicycle traveling on the state and also really breaks down the types of cyclists you might see that, you know, there might be recreational riders and a family to the really pretty hardcore road cyclist or mountain bikers, you know, showing that there's all different types of people who are cycling. And then the third video really goes into the little details and the things that you can provide and the amenities. And so we ask that all businesses watch those three videos. That's step two. And then step three is they have to submit an online application sharing all their business information, what they do. They have to, you know, agree to being bike-friendly. They have to say how their staff are being bike-friendly, what resources they provide, you know, if they fall in line with the requirements. And then we have a little section that actually tests them on the videos, making sure that they watch them. And then our team, our destination development team here at Travel Oregon, actually goes through all those applications and we read them all and essentially vet the organizations. And then
is it a pretty high confirmation rate? I mean, you accept the applications and admit them to the program mostly?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like, you know, we chose to do it as a recognition program. We don't necessarily have the resources to go out and check that every single one of these businesses is really adhering to these requirements. Mm-hmm.
All right, so people just need to look for the bike-friendly sign as they travel around Oregon, and there's likely to be a whole lot more of those over time. Nastasia Pace is a destination development specialist with Travel Oregon. Nastasia, thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much, and I just want to repeat that website for all you businesses out there. It's industry.traveloregon.com/BFB, and we hope you sign up and become a bike-friendly business today.
All right, linked on our website and Facebook. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.